One of the reasons I find my father so evil is that from a very young age, he wanted me to be convinced I was. He was relentlessly giving me character flaws I did not have, and in perspective, were pretty bold. He was a bigamist who told me by age 4 I did nothing but lie. He was a drug addict who would joke that by birth, I was an over-consumer, overeater. He had a weird Jabba the Hutt laugh and verbiage, but somehow it was me that was loud and incommunicative. Sometimes I wonder if being villainized all my life is why I always liked the movie villains. When I watched Little Mermaid, I was 100% Team Ursula, and Mufasa could have my support throughout The Lion King. Growing up with telenovelas, there's always a character that is a prodigal son of sorts, an ambitious cretin that does not fully realize his poor family adores him. I always liked that character. Yet it is not because of their malice as much as my wonder if they are just as misunderstood or have been so isolated and beaten by being told they are bad and cannot have what they want. Eventually, they become maniacal. After all, if you spend your whole life being told you're horrible and so bad and you can't have, why not own the term? It is a creepy, intrusive thought that picks at my brain when I look at all the times my niceness ended me under the sea. When I think of Ursula, telenovela villains with a familial bent, they always end up badly. They either tragically die begging for forgiveness or end up quadriplegic or in a psych ward, spending the rest of their days bound and yelling how much they hate their family. It sucks because I get how they got there. Something happens to you when your parent hates you, when he or she does everything for you to be small. Ever since my father committed his last cruelty towards me, there's not one day I do not think of just how much harm and malice he purposefully committed against me. It is the very reason I could be evil, but in avoiding the chance to become as poisonous as him, I think I have opted for something much sadder, to become numb. You may look at Ursula and her big boisterous laugh, or the novella villains, especially the evil brother and his tendency to wear loud, lavish suits. But again, I get it. To grow up so ignored and told you have to hide yourself can turn you into an adult where you demand to be seen and take all, like me, staying in hermit mode, not daring to even fathom you could get better. With those two options, it is hard for me not to get them, to understand why they chose the former, even though I would never want to be like them, because the truth is I am a hurt person that does not want to hurt people. Yet that does not necessarily mean I am healing.